It's hard to comprehend the cost, not only for our freedom, but number two, for the cost of the gospel, the cost of having church here in America, the cost of the Christian faith, the cost of the Bible. For you and I to have this came at such a tremendous cost. It hurts me to see people just drive by and ignore and think it has little value to their life when there was such an extreme cost and price paid for you and I to have such a valuable thing. Christianity has been tried to, people have tried to wipe out Christianity since its inception. That there is an enemy against God and there is an enemy against Christ, and he has been very much trying to kill Christianity so that you and I today in the year 2006 would never know of it. Just the apostles of Jesus Christ himself. The Bible records the very first martyr, Stephen, who because he was proclaiming and preaching about Jesus Christ, he was stoned to death. The rest of the apostles, as they were imprisoned and warned and beaten, don't ever speak of the name of Jesus Christ again. They were warned and they were threatened. Their lives would be threatened if they would continue to talk and preach about Jesus Christ. And they said, we can't help but to speak and teach about the things that we have seen and the things that we have heard. And it has been tried to be stomped out as every one of Jesus Christ's disciples except one were murdered because they would not stop proclaiming the message of Christ. James was beheaded. Thomas was killed with a dagger. Simon was crucified. Mark was burned at the stake. Andrew was crucified. Matthew was killed in prison with a spear. Philip was stoned to death. James, the very brother of Jesus Christ, was stoned to death. When Nero was in power, he was so bent on crushing Christianity that his anger raged against Christianity that he tried to absolutely put out this whole thing called Christianity. And history records thousands of bodies on the streets of murdered Christians. That Nero would light his gardens at night with the burning Christian bodies. You all know and heard of Christians being thrown to the lions, burned at the stake, killed in such cruel ways. The Apostle Peter, because he would not stop proclaiming a message so that other generations could know, as he was warned, and his life could have been spared if he'd have just said, okay, I'll walk away from this Christian thing. He too was crucified. The Apostle Paul, who wrote much of the Bible, had many opportunities to turn his back on Christianity. And if he would have, you and I wouldn't be here today. But he was beheaded because he would not turn. So many people died. People are dying today because of the cause of Christ. And as Nero was on his rampage to kill Christianity, Christians stood up. And they knew the value that you and I would not have Christianity today unless they were willing to give their lives. And so many of them did. Not only that, to even comprehend the cost of a church on a street corner. The last thing I want you to think about and just try to comprehend is the cost of our forgiveness. It's so moving and it's so hurtful to live in a day and an age where we as created beings can be so arrogant to think God has to forgive us. I hear it all the time. I'm not that bad. God has to forgive me. He's a loving God. God has to forgive me. And I don't think we realize the tremendous cost that was paid for you and I to be forgiven. That we shouldn't walk around in this arrogance of just thinking, well, God has to forgive me. Everybody goes to heaven and that kind of things. And just cheapening the cost that was paid for you and I to be forgiven of our sins. That the Bible says that every human being is a sinner. That every one of us at one time or another in our life have given the finger to God and said, "We don't want you. I don't want you in my life. I ignore you." And the arrogance of us to think that, well, He has to forgive me. For any created person to give the Creator the finger is a crime that is not forgivable. The Bible says that every one of us who have sinned, the price of that sin is for every one of us to pay that price with death. And God is righteous in doing this. God is completely righteous in saying, "You give me the finger, you deserve to die." Not out of anger, just out of righteousness. But yet we are offered forgiveness. But do we realize the price that has been paid for our forgiveness? And every one of us deserved to be punished and brutally murdered and separated from God. But Jesus Christ has taken that for us. The Bible says that Jesus Christ, who was perfect, who didn't deserve any punishment from God, but He was pierced so we wouldn't have to be. The Bible says that He was pierced for our transgressions, not for His own. The Bible says that He was crushed for our iniquities, not for His own. The Bible says that He was punished. He took the punishment that brought us peace. And it was upon Him and not us that we do have forgiveness. But do we understand the tremendous price that was paid for you and I to be forgiven? That every one of us deserved to experience the wrath of God. But Jesus took the wrath of God upon Himself, so much so that the Bible says that Jesus Christ was so disfigured, He was beyond recognition, because He took the wrath of God so you and I could be forgiven. I think about these things and how you and I live today. We live free. We live forgiven. We live blessed. Do we comprehend the cost that has been paid for us to do that? There was a movie a couple years ago called Saving Private Ryan. Maybe you saw it. The story behind this, this Private Ryan had three other brothers, and they were all killed in World War II. And he was over there fighting. So what they did is they sent a squad of men. There was 10 men that were, their mission was to go and find Private Ryan and bring him out alive so that he would go home to his family, that they would have one sibling left. And they were confused. Why would 10 of us risk our lives to save one? But as the story goes, they realize the importance of it. Through their mission of saving Private Ryan, at the end of that mission, Private Ryan was alive and there was only 2 of that squad left. Every one of them were died and had died and been killed in a foreign land where they were very frightened and their lives were taken from them. And they gave their lives for Private Ryan to live. At the very end of the movie, his captain was dying. That he too had been shot and he was dying. And as his life was going to be over, he had just a few minutes left to live, he said something to Private Ryan. And basically what he said to him was, "You better earn this." What he meant by that, as he was dying and all the others have given their life for one man to live, he said, "You better make good use of your life, because an awful lot was paid for you to live it." This morning, you and I are all Private Ryans. People died so we could live. What have we done with our life? I want to ask you 3 questions this morning. What have you done with what's been given to you, with the freedom that you have? Our freedom is not free. People have died and not People have given all that they have so you and I could live free. It tears my heart out when I see people use their freedom to despise authority, to speak against our government, to burn the American flag. It breaks my heart when people died for us to be free and they use that freedom in such a horrible manner. I think we should use our freedom to build one another up, to build community, to make our world a better place, to encourage one another. Use our freedom to do good things. What have I done with what's been given to me? With the message of Jesus Christ, with the church. So many people have died for you and I to have a church in the street corner. It breaks my heart to see people all around us drive by the church, not need it, neglect it, disregard God and His Word. When so many have paid so much for us to have the privilege of knowing Christ and being a part of a church. And lastly, it's this. What have we done with the forgiveness that costs so much for you and I to have? Have we walked away from it? Have we been flippant with it? Jesus Christ paid so much for you and I to be forgiven. What have we done with that forgiveness? Have we been thankful for it and received it into our lives? What have we done with what's been given to us? Let's pray. Father, it breaks my heart to see us live our lives with such an entitlement mentality that we all can fall into the trap of just expecting for people to give us what we want, for expecting to live the way we want. Lord, it breaks my heart to think that somebody died for me and I don't appreciate it. Lord, for the gospel of Christ, it's so valuable. It breaks my heart as I see people all around America trying to take the symbols of Christianity down, taking the Ten Commandments down, saying we can't pray anymore, we can't have any. And people have died by the millions to give us that. And Lord, even for our forgiveness. May I never ever take forgiveness for granted again. Ever. The only reason I can be forgiven is because Jesus Christ was brutalized and He took the wrath and punishment of God so I wouldn't have to. Lord, as we close this morning, I pray that we would be forever changed, that we would not take these things for granted anymore. In Jesus' name, amen.